Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Careful for Nothing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What did the head of the church, what did the master tell you? Come on. What did he say? Don't take it. It'll come. But don't take it. So I don't care how I feel. I don't have any right to feel this way. I am blessed. After all God has done for me, I have no right to feel depressed or heavy. Depression, I resist you. Fear, I don't take it. I don't take it. I'm not taking it. Come on, somebody needs to try it out loud. I'm not taking it. Oh, it'll come on you. You'll feel it. You want to go close the door and put the cold cloth on your head and just lay there and be sad. And if you do, you're being a dummy. Quit it. Quit it. We've all done some of this, but let's grow up. Let's grow up. What did the Lord say? Don't take it. Don't let it. Don't receive it. Don't do it. Right here in this same book, in Matthew, I want you to go over to the 13th chapter. Say it out loud, take no thought. Don't take it. Thoughts are not the benign, nothing things that most people believe they are. Thoughts are spiritual and they are real. They are spiritual seeds. Amen. All right. A thought is a seed. If you just get that established in you, it'll change how you deal with things. Many people believe, well, you know, I thought about it, but I'm not going to do anything. You did do something when you thought about it.
Yeah.
There was a time when Branson Church was a thought. It was a thought that came to us and we thought, huh? It was a new thought. There's no building, there's no people, there's no service, there's nothing. But it is a seed. It was and is God's thought. He gave us His thought about this. And Sarasota, Word Supply, everything. Anybody understand what I'm talking about? There was a time when it didn't exist.
Yes.
It was not a part of our life. It never crossed our mind. But the Lord gave us a thought. And over the, we could have just rejected that thought. And when a thought comes, what do you need to discern? Where did this thought come from? Is that right? Because that's how everything starts. People that have got into terrible sin and just really messed their life up, it didn't just start by that thing happening. How did it start? A thought. And the enemy brought a thought. Come on, can you see that? We revere God's Word, as we should. But what are His words? The words are different depending on what part of the country you're in or the world. We're talking English words tonight, mostly. But Christians in other places are speaking Italian words, Russian words. Different words in China, different words in Japan. And yet, though you couldn't understand them or they couldn't understand you, depending on what was going on, especially Christians in the same Holy Spirit and the same Bible, could be the very same thoughts. But you see that? Thoughts put in a different container. God's words contain God's thoughts. That's why they're so precious. A God thought is not just something to pass over your brain. A God thought is a seed that can produce itself in the spirit and the material universe. A devil thought is a seed that can produce in the spirit and in the material world killing, stealing, and destroying. Can you see this? Thoughts are not nothing. Thoughts are not insignificant. Thoughts are spiritual seeds that can bring things to pass. It starts that way. It works in you. It works in you. And eventually it works out of you. Just like a seed. You plant in the ground. Looks like nothing's happening. But something's happening under the ground. And eventually it'll push up through to the other side. Thought gets in you. If you take it. I said, if you take it. Did we have to take the thought about starting a church in Branson? No, we didn't. No. We could have thrown that down. We could have said, oh, no. We're busy. No, God's not going to make you take His thoughts. If He has to, He'll get somebody else. He'll offer the thought to them. That's right. If you won't take it, you won't take it, you won't take it, you won't take it. Eventually, time's passing. Things got to be done. He'll bring that thought to somebody else. The devil will bring thoughts. But you don't have to take them. Somebody say, I never have to take the devil's thoughts. I never have to. Matthew 13 is... In here is what we call the parable of the sower, or the parable of the seed. And he talks about the incorruptible seed of the Word of God being sown in four types of ground and the results of that. And later on we see the four types of ground are four types of hearts of people. And what happens when the word goes in? Well, he's talking about a Greek word, a Hebrew word, Chaldean word, Italian word. It doesn't matter what container it's in. It's the same thought.
That's right.
Come on, can you see this? The word is just containing the thought. But that thought is precious. Come on, say it out loud. Say it out loud. Precious.
Precious.
Precious. The thoughts of God are so precious. Psalm 139 says that. I was looking to find it. Psalm 139, 17. How precious are your thoughts to me, O God? How great is the sum of them? Why? Everything that's created was a thought God had.
That's right.
That He conceived and believed and spoke it into existence, but He had to know what He was speaking. It was a thought in Him. It was a vision in Him. And He has made us capable of receiving His thoughts and thinking His thoughts after Him. Well, the devil saw this. He knows how it works. And so he has twisted this principle and he tries to inject his thoughts into human beings, and he's been far too successful at it. In Matthew 13:22. He that receives seed among the thorns is he that hears the word and the what? The what? Same word that we're supposed to be careful for nothing, cast all your cares on Him. The care of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, they do what? They do what? We're talking about the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. There's something that can choke the word in your life so that it becomes unfruitful. Luke 8 talks about the same thing. Luke 8:14. That which fell among thorns are they which when they've heard they go forth and are choked with cares. The devil's not just trying to get you and I to worry and fear so he can say, goody, goody, see there, I got you to do it. Something much bigger going on here. He can't stop the word if we choose it. So what he does is bring us his thoughts of fear and worry and anxiety to supplant God's thoughts in us. He said, he's your healer. He said, nothing's impossible. He said, he meets all your needs. He said, he's the greater one and his word cannot fail. But just like, you know, he told Adam and Eve, but here comes the devil. I know all those scriptures are in there, but this is the real world we're living in here. And he brings you thoughts of fearful things and destruction and failure of you and those that you love. And when he does it to me or you, you got a choice. In order to take those thoughts of fear and worry, you have to push aside the thoughts that God gave you. And if you give it your thought and your time and your words, you're watering the devil's seeds. And they will grow, and you're not feeding God's thoughts. It'll choke out God's thoughts until all it's you're full of is fear. Why did the Lord say, don't take those thoughts. 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 Why did Paul say, be careful for nothing? Why did Peter say, cast all those things over on the Lord. Don't keep them. Don't keep them. Don't keep them. Why did Jesus say, don't let your heart be afraid. Don't let it. Don't let it. Don't let it. Why? Because if you take it, it can choke the word out of your life so that it doesn't come to pass. But if you won't take it, that's it. That's all the devil can do is keep trying to bring them to you. Keep trying to bring them to you. And if you say, no, 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 I'm not thinking that. I'm not talking that. I'm not doing that. I refuse to fear. I refuse to worry. And then you take your little watering canister and you water the thought God gave you. He said, he said, come on, are you listening? He said he always causes me to triumph. He said he supplies all my needs. You're feeding that. That's going to grow in you. That's going to develop in you. And no devil, no demon, no curse, nobody can stop it from coming to pass in your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Careful for Nothing, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.